Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the early line. This is our number 2 on SportsGrid. Kevin Walsh, Donnie Wrightside, NFL Wild Card Weekend Preview. We pause on the games quickly. Still 2 more to talk about here as we set you up for the weekend. But some big news, Donnie, in the NFL yesterday. One coming out of Houston as the Texans have moved on from David Culley after just 1 season at the helm for the Texans. It's obviously a year DRS where the expectations, well, they were supposed to be the worst team in the NFL. They weren't. I guess he kind of exceeded them. What's your reaction to David Culley being a one and done?
Yeah, it's funny because you take the job there and you're supposed to be the worst team in the NFL. And maybe the organization wanted them to be the worst team in the NFL, but they overachieved. And it sort of got a little bit upsettingness with that overachieving. But obviously, it's a little bit of a kidding remark there. But at the same time, let's take a look at Houston here. And let's take a look at what happened last year with the Houston Texans, all that offseason turmoil. Let's also keep in mind, Kevin, on the hiring cycle, who was the last team to fill their position? It was the Houston Texans, because they were coming into this year and over the next couple of years in a rebuilding stage. They needed a coach that would come in and not give them headlines in the wrong direction, but hold the fort down while they replenish their draft picks, while they replenish their cap space, and maybe move forward. Now, news comes out yesterday. It was a little bit shocking because they didn't fire David Culley after the game on Sunday night, or after the last game that they had, where most of that Black Monday cycle comes out. They waited a little bit, reevaluated. And here's the issue that I have, Kevin. It's not that David Culley got fired, because as I said in the opening, comments here on our 7-7, you're hired to get fired in professional sports. It's very rare you're a Mike Tomlin or a Bill Belichick. What do you have usually, Kevin? 3, 4, 5, 6 years, maybe tops before you're gone. But the reason you reach the pinnacle of that career is because you get the paycheck on top of it here. Also, you see the national media. It's not fair. This is a terrible franchise. I understand all that. But also, let's be real in the room when this hiring went down with David Culley, because there are some conflicting reports that are coming out right now. If you're in the room and you are the last head coaching spot that's available, and David Culley, who was never really a name that anybody talked about here, all of a sudden got this job. You say, boy, did he really win over that room? Or was it understood? We're going to give you a coaching job. This job is going to be for 1, maybe 2 years at max, because when you look at guys like Urban Meyer signed a 5 or 6 year deal at over $10 million a year, or a John Gruden when he took over the Oakland/Vegas Raiders, 10 years at $100 million. They are guaranteed contracts. Those guys sat back and negotiated that knowing that they were in demand. Did David Culley and his agent walk into Houston and go, hey, we want that 5-year, $60 million contract that's fully guaranteed? And maybe they laughed him out the door and said, hey, this is a holding place job here. We're going to pay you, I don't know, 1 year and $8 million basically is what that broke down to. For you to be a placeholder, you'll be a head coach in the football league. You can say you were always a head coach there for the time being. And once you get fired at the end of the year, you can work anywhere in the NFL. You'll be a coordinator, a wide receiver position coach, whatever you were doing before. But the outrage here that David Culley got fired after 1 year and didn't give a chance leads me to believe, Kevin, his agent and he knew this was basically a one-year gig.
Yeah, and I think, Donnie, at least for me, I felt like that was always the expectation. Culley getting his first NFL head coaching job at the age of 66 was a bit surprising. He came and got that job, Donnie, after not a single season as either an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator for an NFL team. And he walked in, Donnie, to the by far and away messiest situation in the NFL. As you said, it was basically, hey, listen, we need someone to do this for a year because we have a useless season, and if we'll pay you, you know, handsomely to be that guy for 1 year. As we get set to welcome the radio audience, we appreciate all those tuned in to the Early Line live right here on Sports Grid Radio. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside bringing down some of the big headlines in the NFL. Ultimately, Donnie, we've also heard that it's expected Gerard Mayo from the New England Patriots coaching staff, only at the age of 35 as well, likely to become the next head coach of the Houston Texans. We'll see if that materializes, and we'll discuss all of that certainly next week. But I want it, because we have the wild card weekend stuff takes priority, Donnie, so I want to give us a chance to just at least quickly acknowledge this Carson Wentz story here. I saw it. I was stunned. I took another second. I said, I get it. Basically, the long story short, the fact that the Indianapolis Colts missed the postseason, Chris Ballard and this Colts organization is going to reevaluate the quarterback position, and they will move on from Carson Wentz if a better option is there. They do not in any way feel beholden to him as the franchise guy. They thought it was the best move for them going into this season, and after what they got this year, Donnie, they're not sure that that's still the case.
They're not sure that's not the case, but if we were hanging odds here, I think Carson Wentz as a favorite would be back with the Indianapolis Colts. But you bring up a very good point here. In the offseason, when we're talking about the Aaron Rodgers type sweepstakes and the Russell Wilson type sweepstakes out here, we never thought that the Indianapolis Colts would actually be a legitimate option because they had Carson Wentz. We figured they would get into the playoffs, and he's still a younger quarterback in his NFL career. But now, if that's not the case here, are you telling me that a Russell Wilson is going, whoa, you send me to Indy in a dome with that running game and offensive line and Frank Reich as my offensive coordinator? I want to go there. So this really opens up a lot of doors here. But if I'm setting and being an oddsman here, it's minus money here that Carson Wentz does go back to the Indianapolis Colts, because what are you going to do, get Baker Mayfield and do the same thing? I don't think so. I think they're forced into, Kevin, at least one more year of Carson Wentz to see if he can get the job done.
If Wentz isn't the quarterback, you're going to want Super Bowl odds for the Colts next year. If he is the quarterback, he has one season to keep that job, because then there is no money tying them to Carson Wentz. Let's get back to the postseason. Dallas, San Fran. Break that down next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cowboys Niners time here on the Early Line. You know, I keep looking at this game, and I keep trying to figure out why is it the one that catches my eye more than any on the board. And it's probably just as simple as it's the only one, Donnie, of the six this weekend that we haven't seen yet. Cowboys Niners. First time matchup on the year. Dallas at home is a field goal favorite. The highest total of the weekend right now. 51. No weather to worry about, of course, in Jerry World, Donnie. Cowboys, Niners, what do you think?
It's a good one, and I say that because you brought up a pretty interesting scenario. Like, we haven't seen this yet, but if you go through the two iconic franchises that the 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys are, they played a lot of big-time football games in the playoffs against each other. It's nice to see that rivalry reborn here. Now, there's no longer the Joe Montanas, the Jerry Rice, the Troy Aikmans, and, you know, going way back in time. But now you're getting an interesting matchup here because Dak Prescott is in the playoffs where he's expected to perform. You're taking a look at a total in this game at 51, which makes a lot of sense. You have two elite play callers in the NFL in Kellen Moore on one side and obviously Shanahan on the other here. The only question mark that continually comes up, which is why, Kevin, it's so hard for me to look at the 49ers and give them realistic chances once they get into the playoffs, because I know they're handicapped at quarterback. Can Jimmy Garoppolo play well? Yes, he can play well. We've seen him play well in the past. Can he play well under pressure? Did you watch last week in a game that they needed to win down 17-0 on the road when he was horrendous in the first half and then turned it on in the second half and won it in overtime? That's what you can get out of Jimmy Garoppolo. But if you're coming down to a trust level in this game, there's an interesting part here because the whole The Dallas Cowboys played their starters and revved up their offense and dropped 51 on the Eagles. As I told you early in the week, I don't buy into that all that much because you didn't go against equal competition. It was basically a 7-on-7 mm-hmm. out there that you completed some passes, got in, got out, scored some points. And yeah, the good vibes around the room are better because what happened to the Dallas Cowboys, who were tied in that football game early with the Philadelphia Eagles, won, I don't know, 24-23 over the backups. That might have been like, hey, that was actually the opposite effect that what we were looking forward to. But I do think the Dallas Cowboys coming into this football game and having to play the 49ers, who had to go to overtime last week, does help them out being at home. But if I'm looking from a betting perspective in this game, sometimes, Kevin, you know what sticks out here? If you look at all of the games this weekend and you're trying to find an underdog to win, doesn't the trendiest underdog here seem to be the San Francisco 49ers? And when we started looking at these games on the early lines around Tuesday, I said, boy, you know what? Mm-hmm. They are getting a lot of respect, the 49ers, at only getting 3 points on the road in Dallas for a playoff game. Let's see if it holds up in this game.
And you always have to factor that in, right, Donnie? You never – I always – even though it was the very beginning of the regular season, week one, I remember we're doing pick six, money line dogs, and you lined up on the Houston Texans. And it was so funny because everyone was Jacksonville I think Donnie basically hit two money line dogs this year on the Texans beating the Jags, which is pretty great.
Tremendous.
But, Donnie, it just served as that initial reminder, right? Is if your money line dog jumps off the page a little too much, be careful. It's also the playoffs, though, right, Donnie? So that's just how some things might look here. And I'll tell you right now, we'll do our pick six. San Fran's going to check in as my money line dog. Here's why. It's the resumes, and I can't look past these. The Dallas Cowboys, Donnie, were 7-2. And then they lost every single playoff team they faced other than the Eagles' backups. That obviously doesn't count. And the thing is, Donnie, they didn't just lose. Like, there were home losses in here. I mean, the game against Kansas City, 19-9, it is still incredible to me that a Chiefs defense that at the time was struggling, they didn't even get to double digits. They then came to Thanksgiving and lost to a Vegas team, Donnie, that was in between playing horrible football that game they lost to the Vegas Raiders in overtime. And then also, oh, we got right against Washington, hung 56 on them. We feel good. Right, Donnie? The same thing they're trying to tell us about them putting 51 up against Eagles backups. Well, what'd they do after that game against Washington? They lost at home to the Arizona Cardinals. Meanwhile, Donnie, if I look at the San Francisco 49ers, as they've tried to flip this thing around, Week 14, they go to Cincinnati. They win that football game on the road. Week 16, they go to Tennessee. And Jimmy Garoppolo gets injured in the game. They had a double-digit lead. And that was a game that, fine, they only lost by 3. Spread here is 3 DRS. And then they go to play the Rams. And they win again on the road. Like, the difference here, Donnie, between these two teams is the Cowboys can't beat playoff teams at home, and the Niners keep beating playoff teams on the road. They're trendy because they should be, Donnie. I have to take the Niners in this spot.
I think, and look, you're on to something here, and I do agree with you, because when you're taking a look at the shiny toy that is the Dallas Cowboys offense, it is what have you done for me lately in this league. So when you see them beat up on the backups of the Philadelphia Eagles, so okay, you know, you go back to those five-game stretches to end the season. They beat Washington. Wow. They beat the Giants. Okay. They beat Washington again. Okay. They actually played Arizona, who's in a downward spiral, and lost to them at home. And then they won on the road again against the Eagles' backup, you know, players on both sides of the football there. But when you take a look at San Francisco, sometimes heading into the playoffs, Kevin, and I always like to equate, you know, different games that we're looking at here in Super Wild Card Weekend. Why do I like the Vegas Raiders to hang around? Well, they basically been playing playoff games for 4 straight weeks and playing close games and pulling those games out. Mm-hmm. The same thing can be said for the San Francisco 49ers. And I love teams, Kevin, that, you know, you see sometimes in, you know, college basketball, March Madness, like, hey, it's really nice that we were down 10 points in the second round, came back and won it. That's going to give us confidence moving forward. Same thing can be said about the San Francisco 49ers, whose playoff lives were flashing before them, down 17-0 with another Jimmy Garoppolo interception to come back and win that game. So if you equate it to this one here, let's just say the Dallas Cowboys have a nice first quarter and it's 10-3. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to say, hey, guys, I'll rescue you here again. I did it last week. I have the capabilities to come back, and as long as my thumb is, you know, intact here, to put up some good numbers here. I agree with you overall. I do think San Francisco is a live dog in this one, but as we put out there, everybody pointing to this game. But sometimes when we say, hey, we're oddsmen, and we read the line, this is a San Francisco 49ers line for sure.
It certainly is. Donnie, to transition over to the props market here, The funny thing is, I will say, the world where Dallas not only wins this game, Donnie, but rolls them, it's an easy one to understand. It's a nightmare day from Jimmy Garoppolo. And despite the fact that I think the Niners win this game, my favorite prop in this game, probably favorite bet point-blank period, DRS, it's minus 130, is Jimmy Garoppolo to throw an interception. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to throw the football to a Dallas Cowboy. I have no doubt about that. That thumb is still not right. And he threw two of them against Tennessee, took a week off, came back, and threw two of them against the Rams. I look back to Jimmy Garoppolo in the postseason when they made that Super Bowl run, Donnie. Threw an interception in two of the three games on that run. And it just so happens that he is playing the defense that registered more interceptions than any defense in the NFL. Minus 130 on Jimmy Garoppolo to throw a pick is light, and I wish they would hang odds for multiple interceptions, Donnie.
Yeah, it should be a fun one to watch, too, on that same aspect, because you take a look at Trayvon Diggs out here. He's going to get an interception this game, probably, but he might give up 140 yards after that interception, which is always interesting to see. Well, you talk about a guy who, like, you look at and say, he might win the defensive MVP, and then you say, no, hold on, he's probably – he might be the best player in football and the worst player in football at the same time. It's kind of a crazy look overall, but I do agree with you. It comes into this right now, and you're saying to yourself, all right, how am I going to handle Jimmy Garoppolo? Because if I ask you right now, Kevin, and you're just lining up Dak Prescott in this game versus Jimmy Garoppolo, I trust Dak more. But I can just see this game where when you bet, you know, sometimes, Kevin, I always talk about this. I bet this game. I knew it was Jimmy Garoppolo was going to let me down, and here he is letting me down. I have more of a likeliness that that's going to happen than I back Jimmy Garoppolo. It's exactly what I thought I was going to get. Easy win for the Niners.
Isn't it so also, like, Donnie, can't you see the world? You're like, so you mean to tell me I bet 504 Garoppolo threw two touchdowns and 250, and I'm sat here on a loser? What did Dak Prescott even do? I don't even understand what happened. Here's the interesting thing about Dak, Donnie, and we'll finish out this game on the other side. We'll talk about it a little bit more. Dak Prescott rookie season, toe-to-toe with Aaron Rodgers, right? That 34-31 shootout, three touchdown passes. Misses the playoffs the next year, comes back, two playoff games, win one, lose one. And he hasn't been back since. What does Dak look like in the postseason? Can't wait to see. We'll talk some more props here in Cowboys Niners next on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Niners, the electricity will be there for this game. What do you expect, right? The Dallas Cowboys send all these weapons onto the field. CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Zeke, Pollard, right? Dak, obviously the quarterback. But the most electrifying player in this game, and maybe in the NFL right now, Deebo Samuel, I expect to continue to have big performances. First of all, anytime touchdown minus 115 is a great price. Touchdown, Donnie, in seven of his last eight games. I wish they'd hang, like I'll pay minus 130 just to give myself the world where he throws one in, just because apparently Deebo Samuel now does it all. But also, DRS, 93.5 rushing plus receiving for Deebo Samuel. He is such a unique player. The value that you have, I think, here as a bettor, Donnie, in backing him in this market, because it's so unique to book, Donnie. The only thing that they can compare it to really is Cordarrelle Patterson of this season. And Patterson, before the Falcons kind of shut down and became shells of themselves, was continually given out in this market. You know, you look, Donnie, at the game against the Titans, 159-32. The game against the Rams, 95-45 here. Playoff game, must-win atmosphere. You're going to see Deebo Samuel get 100 combined rushing plus receiving.
I think it makes a lot of sense also. Some of the prop bets I'm looking at this, you know, equally the same. Anytime touchdown, Deebo Samuel, he can do it just about in any way possible. And you know now, once they get into the red zone, he's a viable threat to run the football as almost like a goal line back, which is sensational. So he can catch one, he can run one, and I think that makes sense at a minus 115 here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Also, if I'm looking from another running back position player, Ezekiel Elliott in this game seems a little light to me, Kevin. Over, under for rushing yards, 47.5. If the Dallas Cowboys have any semblance of a running game, it's probably going to be with Zeke. And also, you saw last week, I didn't agree with them handing the football to him like 18 times versus the Philadelphia Eagles, but they wanted to get him his 1,000-yard season. He says he's fine, just wearing the knee brace, not more from a, you know, I need this for my knee, but almost like precautionary. It feels fine. I'm going to ride it out, just like, you know, Rip Hamilton back in the day, still wearing that mask after busting his nose for the Detroit Pistons. Sometimes you just get comfortable. You want to ride it out for the rest of the season, but I think he can get 50 rushing yards in this game. If we take a look also, match specials here. This one keeps coming up, Kevin, because we're getting better football teams as we move into the playoffs. The 1-1, one passing touchdown for each team in this game, one rushing touchdown for each team in this game, makes way too much sense, and that's why it's only priced here. Typically, we get, Kevin, an over $2 price. It's at plus 155 here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and I still think there's some pretty good value here. Last one I'm going to take a look at, if we have a game with two electric offenses with capabilities here, right? We're playing in a dome, a total of around 50. We're expecting touchdowns here. This is a pretty good one. You know, Eli Mitchell, starting running back here for San Francisco 49ers. Ezekiel Elliott, starting running back here for the Dallas Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb, very good wide receiver for the Cowboys. And also Deebo Samuel, Kevin. Four combined touchdowns out of those guys. Keep in mind, not each one to score a touchdown. Just need four out of those four guys. That lines up at a plus 290 price. Some fun things to watch. I can see CeeDee Lamb scoring. Samuel scoring. Zeke Elliott punching one in. Just got to get one more. Might be a fun way to watch the game here, where I do expect some points in this game down in Dallas.
That's as good of a four-pack of guys as I've ever seen for that market.
Yep.
Because three of them, people will be betting Zeke, Eli Mitchell, and Deebo for two. Not to say CeeDee Lamb can't have it, but, you know, running backs, it makes a little bit more sense. That is an awesome there. That game, match specials, they make too much sense. It should be truly, truly a delight to watch there. Also, I remember when the Niners played the Titans, Zani. I'm like, is that the perfect one rushing, one passing team? Maybe it is Dallas, San Fran overall. Yep. Excited for that game. Sunday night football, we make the transition here. Last game to line up. Again, Monday night football, we'll do it on Monday. Chiefs, Steelers, Kansas City is, I believe, Donnie, the biggest favorite in wild card weekend history, I think I saw. Laying 12.5 here to Pittsburgh. 46.5 is the total. And you want to talk about navigating what you saw. Donnie, we saw these teams play within the month. The score was 30-0 in the middle of the third quarter. It was 23-0 at the break and 36-3 with less than 5 minutes to go in the football game overall. That is very difficult for me, Donnie, to remove. Can Pittsburgh keep this close? Can they pull a stunning upset?
And I want to take a deep breath here because this game is very painful to me heading into this weekend. And the reason being is I don't like the Pittsburgh Steelers one bit. I think Big Ben, I have no idea how they're in the playoffs. I really don't. I like to preface it by saying that. Mike Tomlin as a coach, keeping this football team together. Big Ben with his, you know, knees wobbly and his arm barely can throw the football. Wide receivers banged up, running backs banged up. A completely new offensive line this year that hasn't performed all that well. But yet here they are in the playoffs when they shouldn't be here. We take a look at their offensive outputs, Kevin, over the past couple weeks, right? Look at the game. Forget about the Minnesota game, which they actually lost. But then we'll take the Tennessee game. Buck 33 in the air. Kansas City game, 173 in the air. Cleveland game, 109 in the air. Baltimore, hey, 235. Yeah, it took to get to overtime and multiple fourth downs to get that 235. So I look at this and I'm saying, I am absolutely insane for trying to make a case for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Team total listed at the FanDuel Sportsbook, Kevin, 16.5 versus a Chargers, in a Chiefs game. And also you're taking a look, weather conditions, not really going to be that bad here. It's going to be cold, and typically that's what we get here in mid-January. But outside of that, you should have success on both sides of the football. But when you look at this game overall, it's a 12.5 to 13-point line here. close to double digits, or excuse me, close to two touchdowns, and it should be that high. An over-under at 46.5, which I think is about right, and still leaning towards an under with a Kansas City Chiefs team. That's the way I'm looking more than the side, but I have to tell you, I am going to build a case over this weekend for why I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's going to be tough. It's like when you're growing up as a kid, hey, eat your broccoli. I don't want to eat this. Well, I'm going to have to eat some broccoli here with the Pittsburgh Steelers, it seems like.
Yeah, look, it's such a big number. The Chiefs have been so difficult in some ways, Don, because they went from the easiest fade on the board to the hottest team against the number. Then they didn't cover in their last two. The loss to Cincy, no cover against Denver. That was classic KC where they played bad, could have covered, didn't cover. I look at the Pittsburgh Steelers DRS. Remember how we kind of told people the first quarter, the first half in that game against Kansas City, it came true. It came true a little too easy. Everybody then was on it the next 2 weeks. Pittsburgh covers the next two first halves to close out the regular season. Here's the one trend I'll throw out there. The home double-digit favorites, Donnie, since 2003, five of them, perfect 5-0 against the number. The thing is, and it's still a huge number to lay, Donnie, but it's in the playoffs. If they're laying it, it's for a good reason. But also, I can't even believe Pittsburgh's here right now. What in the world were they doing beating that Baltimore Ravens team, Huntley or not? That should have never really happened here. It's one of those DRS, it's a little bit similar to what I talked about when we were breaking down Georgia-Bama, where whichever side you bet, if it goes wrong for you, a piece of you will sit there and be like, I can't believe that I went out there and took 2.5 when they met just 2 weeks ago and the number was 7. Where, Donnie, I'm going to sit here and I grab 12.5 plus Pittsburgh and they lose by 50. And I go, I don't even know how I justify this. But similarly, on the other side, Donnie, I'm going to sit here all show and tell you dogs rule wild card weekend and then lay almost two touchdowns. It's a nightmare scenario.
It is a nightmare scenario. Now, there's two ways you can attack this game, Kevin, and you brought this up on the show this week. Looking at maybe a first half and taking the points possibly here, because if we look at the Steelers, 7 points, right? If we're looking at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now, first half, -7, -130 is a favorite for Kansas City. So maybe a good chance that this goes to 7.5. Because are we looking at the game this way? The Steelers must be in the game at halftime, either leading or within a touchdown to have a chance with the 12.5 or the 13. Or do you look at it as a saying the Kansas City Chiefs got up double digits by the fourth quarter and they're just looking to get out of here with a victory, and Big Ben's in his last game, one final touchdown drive to put the nail in the coffin on his career, but also cover a point spread. So that's the way I'm trying to differentiate this. Is this one of those where they get overwhelmed right off the bat and you're saying like, hey, Big Ben will fight to the end and, you know, put up the good fight here down 21 and score a touchdown, and Mike Thomas goes for a two-point conversion and you get to cover in that instance? That might be the case, but I don't want to disappoint myself, because there's two ways, as I said, that you can attack it. If you say, hey, look, Big Ben's giving it his all, 12-7 at the half, 14-7 at the half, if this game goes to 7.5, you get the cover. Or do you ride it out full game and go, I'll just take the double digits and close to two touchdowns and attack it? But is this team going to be giving up by the third or fourth quarter? That's the question that you have to answer.
So let me just add one more thing to this, right, Donnie? I got to think some of the attraction on Pittsburgh is like the banged up nature of Tyreek and Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce did not play at all in that game against Pittsburgh. And Tyreek, I think, played like one drive. He had two catches on two targets for 19 yards. Like, they didn't even play. Like, Donnie, I've seen people ask, like, should they rest the two of them here against Pittsburgh? That's how big of a favorite they are. Like, I'll tell you this, Donnie. Oh, like, I'm not loading up on Kelce Hill overs in the game. Because this gets ugly and Reed's like, yep, sit down. We got work to do next week here. Like, it's Donnie. It's Pringle and you know, Hardman props for me. The running back situation in Kansas City.
Eric Gore.
It's Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and then it's, well, no, he's injured. Well, it's Darrell Williams. Well, no, he's injured. Like, Don, I'm loading up on Derek Gore numbers? Stop this.
Yeah.
They need to cancel this game, Sunday night football.
We'll put it back out, 6 or 7 days to get everybody rested and ready for this one. It'll be interesting. But again, I can't stand the Pittsburgh Steelers. And here I am, DRS, making a case possibly to take the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what happens.
Pro wrestling style, right? Justin Herbert hits Big Ben over the head with a chair. Is that Brandon Staley's music we're going for on fourth and five? Let's get some pick six. We'll keep breaking this game down as well on the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's get back to business here on the early line. Couple off Donnie Wright's side. Breaking down NFL Wild Card Weekend. Right around the corner from the pick six. If there's time then, we'll do weekly specials and all of that good stuff here at DRS. Talk to me, though, props-wise, what have we not hit? I'll just mention quickly, Travis Kelce, minus 150 to be in the end zone. If that can trickle down a little bit more, that's worth the look there. Three straight games with a touchdown to close out the regular season. He has scored in six of his last nine playoff games. Just a touchdown machine. He's old reliable when it comes to Mahomes. Also, target player prop because it's not listed. Big Ben and whatever his attempts is going to be, I anticipate he throws the ball 50 times in this game. He'll throw it at least 40.
Yes, and I do it. He is going to throw 40 times. And the best part about it is if you could say, Kevin, you bring out the crystal ball. Ben's going to throw 45 times. Like, ooh, that's 325 yards. No, it might be 125 yards. That's what you can never figure out at this point here. But if we're looking at props itself, and I just tweeted it out to the good people out here at Right Side VP, even, you know, hashtag there or with Sports Grid TV as well. Benny Snell, and he said, well, why would you go for Benny Snell? Because so many times, Kevin, we talk about who do we think is going to get in the end zone? You know, Damian Harris, plus 115, Gronkowski, plus 120, Deebo Samuel, minus 115. I'm talking about legitimate guys. I say, hey, you know what? I think they can score. But sometimes I like thinking outside of the box with a little bit of money for a nice return. How about this? 9-1 on Benny Snell Jr. Donnie, where do you go Benny Snell Jr.? We're not even sure if the Pittsburgh Steelers can score a touchdown. I understand that, but at the same time, if I'm looking at who is next in line, Najee Harris is a three-down back who's one of the, you know, great draft pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll see how it turns out down the road. But if he's banged up enough, Kevin, to not practice this week, and we'll see if he gets out on the field on Friday to give it a go, that leads me to believe, Kevin, maybe he's not a three-down back this weekend, and all you're asking for at a 9-1 price with a player to score a touchdown is to be on the field in the red zone. And if there's a chance Benny Snell has that, I think he can run one in. If you ask me right now, say, hey, Donnie, he's going to get two touches in the red zone for Benny Snell. Sign me up for a 9-1 price. I'm taking Benny Snell to score a touchdown here out with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also, secondarily in this game, when we talked about, you know, the Steelers in offense and maybe stalling out in the red zone or not scoring all that many points here. And the same thing with the Kansas City Chiefs here, who probably should have the lead in the second half, who every time they drive the football are just looking for points to put away the Pittsburgh Steelers. How about this? A field goal in every quarter in this game, Kevin, plus 650 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. I think a legitimate chance that that has a chance to get over as well.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I have to say, I am genuinely going to be interested in the TJ Watt numbers that they hang, just to see what they look like, because they will eventually post some of those defensive player props overall. Also, it's just going to be interesting to kind of see how this total plays out. Numbers 46.5, last game 46 points. Chiefs gave you five consecutive overs to close out the regular season. Pittsburgh's going to fire. This is big, unless they pull an upset, this is the last game of Big Ben's career. Big Ben is, in true Big Ben fashion, is not going to make way for Mason Rudolph. He's like, no, enough of that. I'm out here throwing the ball 60 times. It's why you love the attempts for Big Ben. Last year, Don, in that game against the Browns, he threw the football 68 times. That was for 500 yards. I just can't. He's going to throw the ball 68 times, and they're all going to be behind the line of scrimmage, which is kind of the difficult thing there. Here's where I say we go, DRS. Shall we do pick six, and then whatever time we have left, we go weekly specials? Does that work for you? Or anything else we haven't got to,
maybe? Yeah,
no, it
works for me. No, okay, no, I think we got it covered. We're ready to go. We can fire away because we have a lot of time in this segment. I really think I can stretch my pick six right out to the buzzer so the good people maybe don't hear the second part of that. Yeah, 10 minutes. There you go.
No, it's a good point, Don. If I can just stop you from, you know, trolling people on Twitter, though, while we're doing the show, which is just...
I mean, let's sign a non-compete clause right now. Just let me have this, right? We can do that.
Yeah, I can't compete with you for airtime, Donnie. Come on now. Meanwhile, Donnie's over here talking about Debbie and the Niners, which is always quite interesting. Now, listen, DRS.
Yeah.
Here we go. Pick six, wild card weekend, pressure's high, expectations even higher. You know what people are looking at. This is, it's like the lottery. Every fan base is tuned in. The ratings have skyrocketed. Pick me for the money line dog. Don't pick my opponent for money line dog. Everyone's excited, DRS. Your wild card weekend, pick six.
Yeah, and here's how you guys know I took this really serious, because we have a behind-the-scenes graphic page that I fill out, but I was so serious, Kevin, I actually wrote it down myself so I can stumble on it on Sunday and see actually what I had in these. So let's get after it. And I think we're going to have a big-time week here. I've been very successful here at picking, you know, alt lines and certainly money line dogs. Let's see if it continues. But let's go anytime touchdown score. I'm going to keep it simple here. If I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to score points in their game versus the San Francisco 49ers, and they're going to get into the red zone, if you're getting down by the goal line, Zeke Elliott is your goal line back, Kevin. Anytime touchdown score, Zeke Elliott minus 135. Money line dog this week. And Kevin and I talked about this behind the scenes. It's a lot different during the week, during the weeks of 1 through 17, because there's some bad football teams that you can sort of pick on and say, hey, you know what? I think this team can win. The good part about the playoffs, Kevin, just about every single team in here, outside maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers, you can get some excitement behind and say, I think there's a legitimate chance that this team can win. I'm going to take a look at here and go with the Raiders at a plus 188 price to start off Super Wild Card Weekend with an upset over the Cincinnati Bengals. Sometimes I'm preaching against what I like, rested, availability, and being at home, which Cincinnati have. But I just think the battle-tested Las Vegas Raiders will be in this game from start to finish with a legitimate chance, Kevin, to take home this win. I'll take that plus 188. The under I'm going to take here, Chiefs and the Steelers. Man, 46.5 in a Chiefs game that's not a monsoon or snow or 50-mile-an-hour winds. What are you doing, Donnie? Well, it's predicated on the Pittsburgh Steelers' chance to win this football game is to be as ugly as they possibly can on offense. 3 yards in a cloud of dust, 3rd and 4, get 5 yards, continue to run that clock, and possibly have a chance to plot a victory at the end. If this game is a high-scoring game, the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't going to be able to compete. If it's a lower-scoring game, they can, and I'm going to bank on that. Give me the under 46.5. My alt line here, also in the same game, I do think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to compete. I'll take a plus 7.5 at a plus 140 price. Still getting over a touchdown. The Steelers win, fantastic, which, again, I don't think they will. But I do think there's going to be a little bit of magic left in Big Ben's arm to try to keep this close in the second half. I'll take that plus money price here. Yardage prop, talked about it earlier in the show. Not a sexy pick here, Kevin. Dawson Knox, over 29.5 receiving yards. I actually think there's a legitimate chance, Kevin, he can get that in the first half of the game versus the New England Patriots. And then the teaser game, which I've been struggling with. Time to pull a rabbit out of a hat here, and I am going to go with the 49ers getting 9 points versus the Dallas Cowboys.
It's a great teaser spot. As we mentioned, dogs, perfect. 6-0 on 6-point teasers last year. Over the last 4 years, 17-1 underdogs in a 6-point teaser. All this time for a pick six. See, it's odd because I should still rush through it to get you enough time to talk weekly specials, but it is what it is. Now, here's one thing I love. I always attach the numbers, the price, Donnie, to everything in the pick six. I didn't attach it to Mixon. That way I could get the closing number instead of the Friday number. Yeah. Graphics guy Steve was having none of it. It's all right. We're laying a number, but I like it. Joe Mixon, anytime touchdown score, minus 155. We've talked about it. The Raiders have allowed a running back touchdown in 9 straight games, 15 of 17 on the year. Mixon already played this team and scored twice. The money line dog, the San Francisco 49ers. According to Donnie in the Twitterverse, Debbie and the Niners have this team scared for their lives. The San Francisco 49ers keep beating playoff teams on the road, and the Cowboys keep losing to playoff teams at home. Bengals Raiders under 49. That first meeting was an under, and there were 26 fourth quarter points. It was a bang under. It really wasn't all that close. The alt line, Bucks Eagles over 49.5 at plus 155. basically getting plus 155 on where this number opened up. I understand the weather is bad. It only takes a couple of sloppy plays to open this thing back up. The Eagles average 26 points per game and the Bucs at 30. This is well below what these teams typically give you, and that first meeting did feature 50 points. Deebo Samuel over rushing plus receiving, 93.5. Deebo is the entire show. Well above this number in that game against the Rams. Obliterated this number on just receiving alone against the Titans. Deebo will continue to dominate for the Niners because he is their best player. And yes, that's true with George Kittle. It has been incredible to watch Deebo Samuel this year. And lastly, I'm getting Monday Night Football in the mix in this pick six here. I was almost going to leave Donnie a note saying, hey, you're allowed to use Monday Night Football, because I'm not sure he's once ever considered it, because I don't know if he even uses that much brain power despite being very good at the pick six. But Cardinals plus 9.5 in the teaser game. It had to be a dog. It was always going to be a dog, and it's going to be the Cardinals on Monday Night Football. That's the pick six, DRS. Any slander from you?
Yeah, that's actually no slander, but I was getting a kick out of it, reminding myself that, as I said, I did write it down on paper, my pick six, and also have it behind the scenes here on our script. But my favorite part about that is, as I was reading my pick six off the script, my eyes kept going down to yours, and I was just about to read off some of your plays and just make them mine by accident. That's how we get down, though. It's Friday morning. It's still a little bit early out here, and hey, I don't have my wits about me.
It would have been great, Donnie, like if there wasn't a graphic up, if you just poached my plays and like left me here, like, do I repeat them? Do I then have to just stick with your plays? Like, you would have really put me in a real bind there, DRS. I mean, I appreciate. To be honest with you, though, I actually kind of have backups for almost all of them outside of the money line dog. So we would have figured it out. Look, there's enough time here, Donnie. Have you? Because I know sometimes like there's a couple of the weekly specials that jump out, whether they're in the notepad, they're maybe already on the bet slip page here. Have any of these really jumped out to you? It's a shame we didn't get to talk like highest scoring team, lowest scoring team, as we've kind of always been able to do. But have you been able to kind of circle any of these up yet?
Yeah, I think the wild card specials, there's a couple interesting ones. I'm going to go in order of the actual price points here. Get this one, Kevin. So we saw in week 17 where you see a lot of football teams with a lot to play for and sometimes heading down the stretch in close games don't want to risk a lot. Mm-hmm. How about this one? Any game from Super Wild Card weekend to go into overtime at a plus 200 price. Now, you might look at that first, Kevin, and say, well, 200, I need like 600 or 700 in this. That's not the case here. There's a lot of evenly matched teams. How many times during an NFL week, Kevin, were you saying like, man, 13-point spread, 12-point spread, 9-point spread, 8-point spread. Yeah. Look at these. 4.5, 4, 3, 3.5. Obviously, you have the two outliers there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers favored by 8.5 and the Kansas City Chiefs by almost two touchdowns at around 13. But I think there's a legitimate chance that can go into it. If we take a look at one that's plus 300, which this is right up my alley here, and the more I take a look at it, the more it makes sense here. This is Elijah Mitchell to score one touchdown and Micah Parsons to record one sack in their playoff game. That is a 3-to-1 price that it pays out. And also similarly here, take a look in the Buffalo Bills game versus the New England Patriots. Matthew Judon to record one sack in that game and also have Mac Jones to throw two touchdown passes in that game. Doesn't matter what time, as long as it happens, that is a plus 350. But the long shot of the weekend, I like to take some of these and have some fun with it, Kevin. Each team to have one or more passing touchdowns in wild card weekend, that is an 11-to-1 price. Now, how many times, That's Kevin, good. Do we look at this and be like, I got to get Zach Wilson to throw a touchdown or Trevor Lawrence. These are all legitimate quarterbacks here. We got chances, baby.
I can't wait for Dak to somehow be the guy that messes that up. Let me look, blast through this. Most passing yards, Dak 5-to-1 or Big Ben 20-to-1. He threw for 500 last year. Rushing yards, Damian Harris 12-to-1. Cooper Kupp receiving at plus 470. Gronk plus 25-to-1. Sprinkle DRS closes it out. Wild card weekend. Let's go, Birds!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
No, all right. Hired to be fired in the NFL, just like every other professional sport. We take a look at the NHL and hockey. Hey, great coach this year, fired by the end of next year because players and maybe other people in the organization have tuned out the head coach. The reason why the NFL is such a hot topic right now of what we're looking at on this Listen Up is because Black Monday just passed. A lot of coaches were let go, and there's a lot of uproar on social media, across the Twitter sphere, and why are these guys getting fired? Should they have gotten fired? The one thing that you do know, head coaches in the NFL make a lot of money, regardless of what pay structure you're on, from the top guys in the NFL, like a Bill Belichick, all the way through to the bottom guys, like a David Culley. Now, the reason why we're talking about this today, primarily, is yesterday, obviously, it was a Thursday. It wasn't the Black Monday where most coaches get fired. It was they waited a couple days to fire David Culley, and there was outrage across the Twitter sphere. Oh, my goodness, how could they do this to this good man? But let's get to the crux of the argument here in the NFL. Let's just say his contract was for 5 years, which we don't know. We're seemingly seeing that he might have only had a 1 or 2 year deal heading into it. Who won this, right? David Culley won. That's a bad organization with the Texans. He got to be a head coach at 66 years old. He's going to get at least 1 year and $8 million to go away and coach football in the NFL. We take a look at instances where Mike Tomlin and Bill Belichick, they're the outliers, double digits, you know, 10 plus years with a certain team, winning, getting paid a lot of money. But look at everybody else. Urban Meyer fired after a half of a year. John Gruden, 10 years, $100 million, fired halfway through that deal. Brian Flores, who seemingly was doing a good job for the Miami Dolphins, fired after 3 short years here. Let's also take a look at guys that are waiting their time. Brian Daboll, who's going to be a head coach very shortly here in the NFL, staying with the Buffalo Bills and making sure his decision is correct and where he goes will be comfortable for him. You are hired to be fired in the NFL, that is for sure. Stay tuned. Listen to Ben Stevens on the morning after 9 to 12 right here on the grid for the Early Line. See you Monday.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.